Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is Tim Roy, the voice of the Golden State Warriors, and you're listening to the Warriors Replay on 95.7 The Game. Time for your starting lineups are brought to you by Rakuten for the Portland Trailblazers under head coach Chauncey Billups. Cam Reddish will start at the small forward spot. He's on his third team in the last year and a half. Jeremy Grant starts at the power forward position. Former Oregon State standout Drew Eubanks starts at center. Every time he scores a bucket up at the Moda Center, they play the Oregon State Chainsaw. Damian Lillard starts at the point guard position, coming off that 71-point night. And Matisse Thybulle, former Philadelphia 76er, will start at the other guard spot. Dante DiVincenzo, Draymond Green back in the starting line for Steve Kerr, Kevon Looney, Klay Thompson, and Jordan Poole. Keys the game, delivered by CarMax and Tom Tolbert.
Tom. Well, good thing that Eubanks doesn't score as much as Lillard. You'd be looking around for that dude from Texas. Shut that thing down. Oh, my goodness gracious. Keys to the game, don't overreact to Dame Lillard getting hot and getting going. We've seen it happen when Steph gets going. What do they start doing? Using him as a decoy. There's Kevon Looney rolling right down the middle for a bucket. There's a Wiggins jumper from the wing because they double off him. You don't want to get Jeremy Grant going. You mentioned Eubanks. You don't want him rolling down the middle of the court, getting easy layups. Just make Lillard earn everything he gets. If he gets 40, you can still win. In the last 14 games, he's averaging 40. They're only 8-6 in those games. So it's not like if he scores 40, they're going to win the game. So if he gets it going, obviously you're going to pay attention to him. You may double on occasion, but don't overreact when he gets hot.
Very hard to do when, you know, he starts getting it going.
No, it's easy from up here, though.
Oh, yes, it's very easy.
Don't do that.
So the Warriors with the opening tip wearing blue uniforms, gold letters, gold numbers, and Jordan Poole, the recipient, will start it with a wing pass to Draymond, now to DiVincenzo, downstairs Thompson, high arcing shot, hit the top of the backboard and then hit a guide wire, and so it was deflected, yeah, on the shot, so it's going to be Warrior ball with a 10 to shoot. Blazers wearing red with black piping down the side, white letters, white numbers in the backside. Inbounds to Looney, throws to Draymond, now to Klay on the left wing. Klay back to Draymond. Draymond with three, feeds Looney to Poole, takes, spins, fires at the buzzer, back rim up, no good, tipped out of bounds, last touch by Looney.
And Klay's been going really well lately, but he's going to have his hands full tonight with Thybulle. shadowing him. He's one of the best individual defenders in the game.
Absolutely. Good defender. They brought him in. They're trying to shore up their defense, but it has not really worked. Warriors, oh, look at this, Tom.
Yeah.
About a little extended 1-2-2 zone. Left sideline, Jeremy Grant takes a three, no good. Draymond mistimed his jump as Thybul gets it in traffic, ball knocked away. Looney comes up with it. Over to Klay Thompson. Thompson penetrates to Draymond. Low pass to Poole, up top now to DiVincenzo, right side to Thompson. Thompson with it. Baseline drive by Klay, puts on the brakes, puts it up off the glass, won't go. Rebound to Grant, nice defensive job there. Lillard will catch the outlet on the far side. Now puts his head down, tries to drive, backs up, takes the jumper over Dante and nailed it.
See, and stuff like that, the great players in the game are going to make those type of shots. Tip your cap, go back, and make them do it again.
Jordan Poole off a screen by Looney. Negotiates to the far hash mark, terminates, and feeds Draymond Green. Two-hand heave to Thompson on the right side. Klay bumping, and it's an offensive foul as he hit the chest of Jeremy Grant. Grant went flying, and that's a turnover.
Well, the problem with that pick and roll, Draymond and Klay, is you're trying to get Thybul off. So you get him off, but you get Jeremy Grant on him.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Grant isn't Thybul, but he's a pretty darn good individual defender himself.
And he's long.
Yes,
and
very.
Big. Here comes Lillard. Lillard bounce pass to Eubanks, middle of the floor, dishes over the corner. Thybul with the jumper. It's up and good. It's a three.
That looked a lot like the Warriors. Steph, yep. Draymond, throw it to the corner and hit a jumper.
5-0 Portland. Poole to Looney. Bad pass deflected down. Poole gets it back. Bounce pass to Looney. Cutting down the lane. Stops. Waits. Goes up over Eubanks. Elevated and got the roll inside.
That thing must have had some spin on it.
Unbelievable. Lillard hesitates with a left-hand dribble. Terminates. Feeds over to Thybul. Right corner. Same shot. Same result. And it's 8-2 Portland.
Yeah, penetrate, collapse the defense, but you're going to make Thybul hit those jumpers because he's not known for his jump shot.
35% from outside the arc. Thompson doubled, high pass, good catch. Looney goes up, trying to convert, no good. Tipped away by Draymond and hit Looney, who was standing out of bounds. Rodney Mott is our crew chief. Our referee is Jason Goebel. The umpire, Lusa Dagger, Leon Wood, Courtney Kirkland, Merritt Kogut, and Evan Scott are back in Secaucus, New Jersey at the Replay Center.
Does that count if you catch the ball out of bounds?
He wasn't looking, though.
Okay.
He wasn't looking to catch it.
Okay.
I don't think he knew the ball was coming. Grant takes a left side three above the break. No good. Eubanks hustles to the rebound, but they lost it on the way down and gave it to Draymond.
That was crazy.
Spins. Feeds Looney. Looney back over to DiVincenzo. He slips and falls, but maintains the dribble. Rubs Lillard off the screen. Takes a floater in the paint. Short rebound. There's Looney again. Put back good with the right hand.
Oh, that time Looney got away with that little forearm and the small of the back.
I think it's going to be five down here pretty soon. Poole puts two hands on Lillard and creates a foul. Actually, it's first team foul. The first foul was an offensive foul. 8-4 Portland. 8:45 to go. In quarter number one.
You can already tell early on they're going to try to get the ball out of Lillard's hands as quickly as possible.
Ball thrown into Grant. Warriors on the far side, Eubanks. They skip it over now to the near wing. The jumper is up, and it is good by Cam Reddish. That's a three, and it's 11-4. Portland on top. They've hit three threes. Draymond Green to Poole. Pump fake, fly by, takes the three off the dribble, knocked it down, and gets it right back.
Zone again. And Lillard passes it up.
And they weren't ready for it. On the drive, Grant goes in and draws a foul.
I'm sorry. I felt like I stole your job for like
three seconds there. No, when you're playing zone, you should always go to the guy that's deepest, right? And then work your way back up?
Correct. Well, you should always be, even man-to-man defense, you want to be as deep as your man.
Right.
Because we see it all the time. That's how back doors happen. You end up getting too high, and then you don't see your man cutting back door. But it's a problem, and not just the Warriors have it. In the NBA, everybody's used to flaring out to the threes. So defensively, that's what you cover. Your mind isn't in tune with getting all the way back to the baseline like we used to do. Get back to the baseline, shoot out. Now they shoot out first.
On the free throw line, Grant hits two, and it's 13-7. Warriors, always good to lock the back door, I say. DiVincenzo gets it to Draymond Green. He'll hustle down the middle. Feeds Thompson. Doubled over to Poole. Poole back up top to Draymond. He'll take a three. It's on the way. Nailed it. Cutting the Portland lead in half. Draymond Green with a bucket. Lillard steps around two defenders. Penetrates to Eubanks. Left hand scoops up and good. Boy, no resistance there.
No.
That's 15-10. The Trailblazer lead five. Klay Thompson catches. Shot blocked right away by Thybul. Loose ball to Reddish. Kicked it up front court to Lillard. Head fake with a dribble. Takes Draymond and slices between two defenders. Shot tipped out. Eubanks with it. Over to Reddish. Above the break. Three from the left wing. No good. And Eubanks slapped it out of bounds. A jumping jack hopping all over the court.
Somebody may want to think about putting a body on that guy, because he's getting a running start from like the top of the key.
Or just switch out the coffee pot in the Blazer locker room with decaf.
He's ready.
He is like hyped.
Oh, man.
Wiping up some perspiration on the floor across the way. Drew Eubanks, now in his fifth year, was undrafted in 2018. He's 6'9", 245 pounds.
Maybe he was like me, had a big bowl of Frosted Flakes before the game.
There you go. Klay Thompson, baseline drive, pass for intended for Kuminga, knocked away, stolen, turnover. Here's Reddish. He'll throw it out of bounds for no apparent reason. Jumped in the air and had nowhere to go.
And that's what happens when you jump in the air for no apparent reason with nowhere to go.
That's maybe one of the reasons why he's on his third team in the last, like, 12 months.
Yep.
Draymond Green to DiVincenzo. Klay Thompson off a down screen by Draymond. Catches, fires, and hits. It's a three, yes. 15-13. Klay Thompson with a bucket, makes it a two-point game. Chauncey Billups wants a timeout. 6:59 to go in the first on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. 15-13, Portland on top by two. 6:59 to go first quarter. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. As always, where and how are you listening? Plus, is Damian Lillard your favorite basketball player from the Bay Area? And if not, who is?
Ooh.
You can hit me up on Twitter at
That's a good one.
Warriors Vox, Warriors VOX, or send me an email, Tim Roy, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E, at warriors.com. Try to get through as many as we can. Lillard splitting traffic, gets the ball in the corner. Now gets it back. Lillard off the dribble, takes the jump shot up and good right in front of the Portland bench.
Yowza.
Yeah, that was tough.
And completely under control.
Poole takes an elbow jumper off the dribble, short, and the rebound pulled down in traffic that time by Trenton Watford. Lillard now from just inside the logo. No good. Long rebound to Portland. Watford with it. Waiting on the far side. 6'8 player out of LSU. Gets it now to Lillard. Lillard, right sideline. Drives on Kuminga. Forced one up. It's up and no good. Tip by Watford. Went right over the cylinder. No good. And Kuminga with a defensive rebound. On the jog. Doesn't come up quickly. Now terminates his dribble. Finds Poole on the right side. Pass to Thompson. Looped it downstairs to Draymond. Left-hand dribble. Goes, spins, and scores. Lillard tried to get a charge call. Not going to get that. And is now 18-15. Warriors down by three.
Draymond, too much respect for Lillard to do the too short sign.
Lillard gets the ball in the corner. The jumper is up and good by Nasir Little, and Steve Kerr calls a timeout. 21-15 the score. We go to the break, and we give a shout out to the director of broadcast operations here at Chase Center. That is Marcus Huffman in year number 35 of service to the Warriors franchise on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Warriors facing full court pressure. Ty Jerome has come in for the first time. Jerome with the ball on the far side. Blazers in man-to-man. Ball to DiVincenzo. Takes a three off a pin down by Kuminga. And buried that. It's 21-18. 12 of the 18 points for the Warriors are from three. 15 of the Blazer points are from three as well. Damian Lillard on the logo. Gets on the far side. Little fades and fires in the baseline. Draymond let him go. Kuminga defensive rebound. Kuminga to the timeline. Waiting. Driving. Then just bangs into a defender. Watford. A Watford call for the foul. Wow, wow, wow.
That was a collision. He's going to be real careful with that move, though. That's been the turnover move and the charge move and the jump up in the air and not know what you're going to do with the move.
Here comes DiVincenzo off the inbounds to Jerome. Jerome right sideline. DiVincenzo takes it middle, rotates the ball to Thompson on the hash mark. Dribbles in, floats it to Kuminga. Kuminga dribbles it back to Clay in the corner. Pump fake. Jonathan gets it back. Layup is up and no good. Watford with a defensive rebound. Lillard head up in the dribble. Crossover right by DiVincenzo. Right to the rim and scores.
That's quickness right there.
23-18. Not many we've seen DiVincenzo get flat-footed on, but he was frozen there. Kuminga dribbles into traffic. Throws it outside for Thompson. He'll screen for Clay. Clay, left baseline, goes all the way in, missed the left-hand layup. Jamichael Green stripped of his putback attempt, and here come the Blazers. Watford jumps in the air to Lillard, who goes up, yells, scores, and got fouled.
Yeah, I got a little fortunate on that one because Watford was looking for Lillard on the right wing the whole way, filling the lane, and he jumped up, and he wasn't quite there yet. And then what Lillard did is cut in so he could make himself available to Watford. He found him, got the foul, was able to finish.
DiVincenzo to sit, and Lamb comes in. We've yet to see Patrick Baldwin Jr. or Moses Moody. That's all Steve Kerr's got down at the end of the bench tonight. 26-18, three-point play for Lillard, and the Blazers go up by eight. It's a big game for both teams. Blazers in the middle of the stretch starting tonight. 7 of 8 on the road. Lamb goes downstairs. Cut off. Thompson flares out. Takes a handoff from Lamb. The jumper is going to be short. And the rebound to Sharp, the rookie. Clay, 1 of 6. Here's Lillard behind the back on Kuminga. Takes the jumper. It's a three.
Oh,
it's up and good. But Kuminga right up in his grill. 8-0 burst for Portland. They lead by 11.
I got nothing for you on that one.
Kuminga downstairs, guarded by Lillard. Spins baseline into a double team, goes up, tried to shoot over Watford, badly missed. Rebound, Watford takes it middle, handoff to Sharp, high flyer, glides in, scores with a right hand. And it's all Portland right now. Ty Jerome off a screen. Picks up the dribble, feeds Lamb. Left sideline, backs up, feeds for Jamichael Green. Doubled, the cutters, Kuminga got the dunk, ghosting down the baseline as his man left to double-team Jamichael Green.
Well, they got to know if Lillard's guarding a post player while that ball's in the air, they're going to be coming.
Lillard forced up a shot, and it's a late whistle and a foul call that should never have been made. And that is just not a good call.
Big-time late whistle.
Lillard crashed in. Kuminga didn't reach, didn't do anything. He's just there. He has a right to that spot. And unfortunately, Jason Goble saw the number and blew the whistle about 5 seconds after the play was over.
Yeah, that was bad.
First free throw for Lillard, good. And this one, by every stretch of the imagination and definition, is truly free.
Well, what made it worse was he actually thought about it and then called it. Like, if he called it right away, I still think it's a missed call, but you thought you saw something.
Right.
It makes it worse when you think about it for a second and you didn't see anything and you call it. But that's what star players do. They get those calls.
He hits both free throws, and what was a three-point lead for Portland is now mushroomed to a 13-point advantage. Lillard 10, the last 12 for the Trailblazers. Ty Jerome downstairs. Now we get a whistle and an offensive foul. Musa Dagger calls an offensive foul on Jamichael Green.
Tell you what, posting up Lillard is kind of taking them out of their offense.
Yeah.
That's not who they are.
It's very much like what you used to see when Nelly would guard a small... Would guard a big with a small. And they'd throw it to a guy who wasn't a post player, really.
Exactly.
And he'd try to post up the guard.
You mean like when I was guarding Ewing?
Well, you're still a big. Shot in traffic.
Wow.
Nasir Little goes up and banks one in straight on.
By the way, tell Ewing that. He didn't feel that way.
35-20. Patrick was Nelly. Was he tall? He was long.
Ooh, and big.
And big, yeah. Thompson airballs a shot, but it's grabbed by Jamichael Green, who gets the putback. A little Tobert English there from the DoorDash broadcast booth. I saw that.
Yeah. A little body English. Yeah,
it's like, ah. You're coaxing a putt in there. On the drive, good defense by Lamb, but a nice bag shot by Nasir Little, who's contributing well off the bench. Warriors have given up 37 now with a minute 45 to go in the quarter. Bad pass intended for either Looney or Lamb. Not sure who. On the break goes Sharp. Lays it in. Portland beat the Warriors down the floor 39-22. And Steve Kerr has to call a timeout to make sure this game doesn't get out of reach in the first quarter. An 18-4 run for the Portland Trailblazers, who are playing free and easy right now. We'll keep it here. And the time to hear from the head coach. Now is not the time to be putting in a lot of wrinkles.
Well, it's hard to change an identity, you know, but you can add a couple of play calls, which we've done, you know, certain matchups that you see. You know, maybe going to Clay a little bit more in pick and roll than we normally would, for example, just with Steph being out, maybe playing a different combination, you know, get more shooting on the floor. You know this, but we're much more likely to play Loon and Draymond together when we've got Steph and Clay. But when you miss Steph, it makes spacing the floor a lot more difficult. So we factor all that stuff in, and then inevitably you're still going to be who you are, but you can mix in, you know, different ways of attacking too.
Now you could look at the fact that there's no Stephen Curry, no Andrew Wiggins, but Portland's missing Simons and Nurkic tonight, among others. Yeah, this is just not good for the Warriors. They just were not ready for Portland's defense here in the first quarter.
Yeah. Well, let's see if having Lillard off the court not only helps them on defense, but offense, because they won't be trying to post someone up and get out of the flow that they like to play with.
A foul called on Keon Johnson for holding Jamichael Green as he tried to get through a screen. First foul in the last 2 minutes for Portland, 39-22, Portland. Lamb will put the ball into play. Ty Jerome with the catch. Between the circles, throws to Looney, flipped it back to Jerome. Jerome rotates over to Lamb. Pass to Poole. Poole sees lots of bodies as he tries to drive. Step back three, no good, and Portland getting the defensive rebound via high flying of Sharp. On the right side, Little takes a three off the dribble, up and no good. With a minute two to go in the quarter, Looney with a defensive rebound. Got to Poole. Poole, right sideline to Lamb. Lamb puts it on the deck. Muscles his way in, goes reverse, no good, but Looney right there to tip it in.
Well, Looney's offensive rebounding was a big key last game. Might have to be this game as well.
39-24. Warriors down by 15. 40 seconds to go. Portland in a great two-for-one look here. Here comes Grant with a drive. Jeremy Grant leans in, banked it up and in. It was too easy.
Yep.
Got to where he wanted to go with no resistance whatsoever.
And then just jumped right over the defense.
41-24. Warriors will hold. They don't have a good two-for-one margin here. Shot clock at 10. Game clock at 20. Poole, crossover dribble, down the lane. Gets fouled. Bucket, good. And he's going to go to the line, trying to finish off a three-point play.
Need to see more of that from him. Downhill.
Steve Kerr was all over Jason Goble there because Goble didn't blow the whistle. Rodney Mott did. And I think Steve referenced the play by Damian Lillard at the other end. Probably in not the same fashion that I'm mentioning it here. You know him better than I.
Yeah, I'm going to say the fashion he's mentioning in probably wouldn't get past the FCC.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing.
Many words that could be used both as adjectives and verbs.
Correct.
Now, when you see a guy get really teed up, then there's biblical references.
Correct.
Family history.
There's usually a you attached to it.
Yeah.
You. No. Well, as soon as you personalize it, that's a no-no.
Oh. So here's Poole trying to finish off a three-point play. Draymond Green has checked in for defense for the final possession of the quarter. Free throw good. Warriors down by 14. Just 14 just sounds so much better than 17. But here comes Lillard. As he comes off Chauncey Billups' bench to finish the quarter. He backs up at midcourt, guarded by DiVincenzo. Warriors double. They skip it over to Grant. Grant in the corner, got to Sharp. Sharp spins on Draymond, takes a contested three. No good at the buzzer. And the first quarter is over. Golden State, the victims of an 18-4 run that took less than 3 minutes of court time, and they trail 41-27 after one on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. We're in the DoorDash broadcast booth. Our Twitter question brought to you by Kia. Where and how are you listening? And who's your favorite all time? If Damian Lillard's not your favorite basketball player from the Bay Area, who would be? Tony says Juan Toscano-Anderson. Gloria says Dame is the best player right now for the Bay Area, but her favorite is Juan as well. Both on email, timroy@warriors.com, T-I-M-R-O-Y-E. Blazers on top, 41-27. Just underway second quarter. Jeremy Grant, tough shot over Draymond, no good, and DiVincenzo cleans up the defensive rebound. Warriors shot 42% in the first quarter. Portland 60%. DiVincenzo open three left side. Nothing but net. Draymond with the assist.
All right, DiVincenzo's just in money.
He has been automatic from above the break. I mean, really, really good. Eubanks, handoff. Dribble drive that time by Keon Johnson, but it's out of bounds.
I don't think you can do that.
Nope.
This is a chance to make up a little ground here with Lillard sitting.
Take care of these non-Lillard minutes as Poole off a screen. Shoots a three, popped in and out. It's a really good look, though. Yeah,
I'd go back to that. If they're going to play drop coverage with Eubanks, being back in the paint, I'd go at it again.
Little to Eubanks. Eubanks dribbles it up top. Hesitation move by Sharp, not afraid to fire off the dribble. That's no good. And Patrick Baldwin Jr. with a defensive rebound to Draymond Green. Bounce pass to the cutter. It's Poole. Goes baseline. Circus shot no good. Caught his own shot. That's a trap.
Yeah, that was ill-advised.
That was ambitious. Stacy checks in, listening on 95.7 on Twitter at Warriors Box, and says Rick Barry. Rick played for the Warriors. He wasn't from the Bay Area, though. He's from New Jersey.
New Jersey. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mark Madsen, he's from Walnut Creek, correct?
Yep. I believe.
Yeah. Keon Johnson looped it to Grant, doubled on the catch, and a whistle and a foul. Draymond went for a steal. He's called for the personal.
Fouls on Draymond Green.
And that's going to be a side out for the Trailblazers.
No,
a little too aggressive.
Yeah, who do you have? I mean, the three I can think of are, can we count Russell?
Well, he's from here, yeah. He gets it. Well, he did a lot of growing up.
Yeah,
here.
I would count him. Peyton and Kidd.
Yep.
There's a three that I would.
Paul Silas from Oakland.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh, you got some good ones to choose from.
Oh, it'd be a rough front court going against Silas and Russell. Ooh, Jeremy Grant comes middle, turns right, shoulder missed it. Antonio Davis, an Oakland product as well. Poole down the lane, got hit, scores, and got fouled. Keon Johnson got him in the air, and Poole with a bucket. And the Warriors have cut the lead to single digits here.
That was a sweet hesitation move. Just right by Eubanks.
With a foul on Keon Johnson.
First one of the assistant coaches with the Portland Trailblazers, Scotty Brooks. He's from that Route 5, 580 intersection. What, Manteca?
That I didn't know. I know he went to Irvine.
Went to Irvine,
was,
that's right.
About a year after I transferred.
He stayed, though.
He stayed, yes. Yeah. I think he might have transferred in to Irvine, and I transferred out to Cerritos Junior College.
Poole missed the free throw. 41-32 Portland. Jeremy Grant backs it on Draymond. Throws it outside to Sharp. A three look. It spins off the rim. And a box out by Lamb and a foul on Eubanks.
Yeah, nice job by Lamb boxing him out. Just face guarded him. Yeah, he's a big boy, and he's a pogo stick.
Yep.
And you got to really get into him. And Lamb knew he couldn't traditionally box him out, so he just said, well, let me face guard him and see if I can keep him off that way.
Thomas Sherry was born in Mongolia, but grew up in the Bay Area. Went to high school in San Francisco. Here's DiVincenzo off a screen by Draymond. Air balls the shot. It's loose on the deck, and Jeremy Grant grabs it, and he's out of bounds. It's going to be Warriors ball. So if you had 9:40 to go in the first half, first one grabbed the ball while standing out of bounds, or laying out of bounds in this case, you are tonight's winner. What's a good thing Lamb didn't touch that ball because he was out of bounds.
I think he might have touched it.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay. Well, it's a good thing they didn't see Lamb touch that ball. Poole with a catch. Shot in the corner. Blocked partially by Jeremy Grant. Hit the side of the backboard, and Eubanks with the rebound. 41-32. Poole 3 of 8 so far. He and Clay have yet to get going. They're 4-15 combined. Keon Johnson wearing a white headband. Fakes, comes baseline. Gets Lamb. Now trapped. Takes it to trouble, throws to the near corner. That's Sharp for three. No good. A whistle and a foul. And this is on the Warriors. And it's on Lamb as Eubanks hit the deck. Get a little rough out there.
They got their hands full keeping him off the glass.
Draymond Green is bent over holding his left wrist, and he is in obvious pain. My goodness. Oh, he Eubanks just cracked back into him.
Yep. Man, he's in.
He's trying to gut it out, but
trying to get that feeling back.
Steve Kirk going, how could that be a foul on my guy? Lillard doubled, feeds Eubanks. Eubanks, top of the key, rotates over to Jeremy Grant. Unopposed 17-footer, up and good. Baldwin Jr. was caught in no man's land. Stops an 8-0 Warrior run. It's 43-32 Portland. Draymond dribbling with the right hand. Didn't want to pick it up on the left, now does. Feeds over to Lamb on the left wing, back to Draymond. Swings it to Baldwin Jr. The catch, the shot, no good, but a travel. Jason Goble spotted the extra step by the rookie.
By the way, I have to go back and rewind about a minute. Did you say Mongolia?
I believe so. I believe,
really?
Yeah, Thomas Sherry was born in Mongolia.
Wow.
Yeah,
I did not know that either.
His family left Russia to escape the Bolsheviks.
Okay. Wow.
And ended up
dang
on the move. Lillard again doubled. No, Manchuria, not Mongolia. I'm sorry.
Okay.
A drive by Sharp is up and good. Manchuria, not Mongolia.
Was he a candidate?
He was not. He was not. He was not a candidate. He is hanging in the rafters, though, here. His jersey number.
Yes, he is. Great guy, too.
Oh, great guy. Learned man.
Yes.
Poet. Writer. Teacher. Baldwin Jr. catch and fire. The three's no good. Rebound Eubanks. That play was going nowhere. Nobody moving or cutting or screening. 45-32 Portland. Lillard fades to the right off the dribble. Knocked it down.
Boy, he's just got the game on a string right now, doesn't he?
Yep.
Totally under control.
47-32. Lead back to 15. Here's Draymond busting down the lane. Got bumped and fouled by Eubanks. And Draymond's going to hit the line to shoot two. But you could really see the value in Eubanks as a backup center in the league, and I don't mean to say that he, you know, maybe he could develop into a starter, but right now he would be a backup on most teams.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, his energy level, he's out there. You know, he's out there.
Oh my goodness!
I mean,
the ball
that's
goes
impressive,
up, and you better buckle up,
yeah,
if you're going to block him out. And I would suggest not letting him come to you. I would try to meet him halfway, because once he builds up some momentum, he's going to crack you, and then he's going to jump over you, because he's a good athlete, really good athlete, but he's big enough. And I hated boxing out those guys that love to get running starts, because it was just, you know, it was going to hurt. You had to do it. But I found if I could meet him halfway, they wouldn't be able to build up as much momentum, and you could do a better job that way.
47-34 is Draymond Green cashed in for two free throws. Jeremy Grant gets downhill against the zone and collides with two Warrior defenders, Lamb and the Draymond, and Lamb called for the foul. Second foul on Lamb, who just seems to have lost a little bit of his confidence here in the latter stages of the season.
Ooh, Lamb got, he did get Eubanks a couple shots ago, but just quick explanation for people, like, and what I mean by go out and meet him. Instead of standing there, you want to run toward, not run, but kind of take a few steps toward the guy you're trying to box out. Not only can he not build up the momentum that he wants to build up, if I meet him at the dotted, instead of at the restricted. Look how much more room I have to rebound.
Absolutely.
Now all that area is mine, and it's less likely the ball is going to bounce over my head for a rebound.
Second free throw is no good. First one was good, 48-34. So Grant hitting one of two. Warriors down 14. Portland has carried the game to them. Poole with the dribble, stops, backs up, shoots over Eubanks. No good. Long rebound, DiVincenzo. Throws it back to Poole. Again, guarded by Eubanks. They lob it to Klay Thompson, guarded by Lillard. Good pump fake by Klay. Spins, lost the ball, doubled, in trouble. Finds a cutter. It's Lamb. Takes a little five-footer with the buzzer sounding no good. And the rebound to Sharp. Finds Lillard on the right sideline. Throws it ahead to Grant, left corner. Grant backs down Poole. Pump fakes, gets it outside. And with the dribble drive now, Reddish. He'll back it out. Throws to Grant again, guarded by Poole. Poole trying to hold his ground. Grant drop step, throws up a bad shot, gets bailed out with a foul call.
Well, Jordan's got to get a little lower. I mean, he's just getting bumped. And when Grant bumps him, and Grant's not a big guy, but he was bumping him 3 feet at a time. And pretty soon, he just turned around and he was at the bucket.
Timeout. Warriors down 14. 6:43 to go second quarter on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Don't forget to catch the C-Dubs versus the Cleveland Charge at Chase Center on Saturday, March the 4th. First 10,000 fans will receive a Captain Klay bobblehead. Looks pretty cool. Tickets on sale at Warriors.com. Santa Cruz Warriors coming to Chase. R.C. Davis will be here with his popcorn.
I need to get you a bobblehead. You should have a bobblehead. You've been here long enough.
What's it going to say? That's not good for Golden State.
I'll have to think about that.
Jeremy Grant hits two. Oh, that's 50-34. Ty Jerome with the ball. Warriors down big here in the first half. Portland has out-hustled them. They've outplayed them, outshot them. Bad pass to DiVincenzo. Turnover. That's number seven now on the half. Jeremy Grant drives, gets to the bucket again, and a foul on the pass.
And that'll send him to the line.
Nobody is stopping ball early.
Nope. Well, you can just tell when you're watching the size differential. The positions, like they're just longer at just about every position than the Warriors right now, and they're taking advantage of it, especially Jeremy Grant.
Absolutely. 30-second timeout now. Reddish has some blood on his elbow, so they're going to take a look at him along the near side.
Played against both his dad and his uncle, Horace and Harvey.
Jeremy Grant is on the free throw line.
Yeah, many battles with them. Yeah. Lost to Harvey in the Final Four when he was at Oklahoma.
That was a tough one for the Wildcats.
That was not a fond memory. I don't think Steve said he's never watched it. I haven't either. Everybody's like, you seen it? I go, why would I watch it? I was there. I know how it ended. I don't need to watch it again. And it was painful. So, no. Him and Stacey King. Mookie Blaylock on that team.
That's a good squad.
Yeah, that was a lot of NBA guys on the court during that game.
Oh, yeah.
Steve, Sean Elliott, myself, Anthony Cook, Judd Bushler.
And much more than the other game in that Final Four, which was what, Kansas and Duke?
Yeah, Duke had some guys, but Kansas had Danny Manning.
Right.
Danny Manning and the Miracles. Yeah.
Blazers now 10 of 11 from the line after Grant cashes in 250-234. Kuminga posting up Lillard. Ball knocked away, and Kuminga turned it over, dribbling it out of bounds. And the Blazers get it back. 8 turnovers so far for Golden State. They're shooting 37%. That is a recipe for a loss.
I think I would just go ahead and stay away from trying to post Lillard up right now. It's not working.
Reddish passes to Lillard and cuts through. Lillard trapped. Cross court to Grant. Grant attacking Kuminga. Jump pass over the corner to Sharp. Now to Eubanks in deep. Takes a little one-hander from 10 feet. Wide open. And then Kuminga did not get after him. And now it's 54-34. 20-point lead for the Blazers. Largest of the half. Ty Jerome with it. Dribble drive by Jerome. Bumped by Eubank. Goes up and scores. Wasn't much of a bump. And the bank shot is good to make it 54-36. Lillard with a dribble. Had trouble with it for a moment. Now bounce pass to the cutting Eubanks. Rotates it out through the legs of Reddish. It's out of bounds. A turnover. Draymond Green had gone to the locker room, but he's okay. And Draymond trying to get in the game. Tells Rodney Mott, I'm here. Rodney says, okay, I see you. Rodney stops the game stops the inbounds to get him in. By the way, Too Cool to Care checks in on Twitter. Favorite Bay Area bred hooper, Jason Kidd. That's on Twitter at Warriors Box. Hey, get up. Brian Shaw, that's another one. Alan Brown, our statistician.
Yeah, that's right.
Brian Shaw.
Bishop O'Dowd.
Dribble drive by DiVincenzo down the lane, gets up and in, coming from the left side, across the lane to the right, banked it home, 54-38. Warriors just got to keep this close until the second half. Then they can figure some things out. Lillard goes in, crashes in, whistle. It's going to be a blocking foul on Draymond. Again, another 10 seconds after the call, Jason Goble whistle. And a foul on Draymond.
You think maybe he's missing a marble in his whistle?
Maybe.
Like he's blowing it. It's not going off until later.
Lillard.
I mean, this guy's like on a 7-second delay. It's like, hold on a minute. That should be the TV transmission, not live.
I feel like I'm back. We're broadcasting games during the pandemic again.
Yeah, exactly.
They had the delays some nights.
Exactly.
Our engineer Mike Baird would be scrambling to sync everything up and trying to get all the sound synced up.
Oh.
Remember one of the first games we did, it was a preseason game, and the feed we were getting was so far off. You would hear a whistle, and then the video, which we were beginning, then, yeah. Like 5-6 seconds later. So I was like, oh, wait a minute.
You could have said, I sense a foul coming.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a foul here. 56-38 as Lillard hits two free throws. 19 in the first half for Lillard. Draymond Green with a drive. The shot goes up and gets blocked by Eubanks, and Lillard called for the foul. And Draymond to shoot two. Lillard thought he got elbowed in the neck. And he might have.
Oh. Oh, there's no might have about it. That's a rough foul to pick up, man. Ouch.
Ooh, yeah.
Painful foul.
Now they're going to say Draymond was not shooting. Apparently no gather for Draymond. Ball goes in to Ty Jerome. Jerome stops and pops. A three-point shot short, and Jeremy Grant the rebound finds Lillard. 4:30 to go. First half, Lillard picks up the dribble over to Grant. Grant outside, working on DiVincenzo, takes him in, drives, scooped it up, no good. Tip rebound loose, Klay Thompson's got it. Leads a 3-on-2. Feeds over right side behind DiVincenzo. The ball goes out of bounds. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that one hurt.
56-38. Ball right side, and Reddish cans a three above the break on the right wing.
Well, that's the one thing he can do, catch and shoot.
59-38, largest lead of the game right now is for Portland. Kuminga, ball bounces off his hands on the entry pass, picked it up, got it over to Jerome. Jerome, cross-court to DiVincenzo, left corner to Draymond. He'll take a three, it's up and no good. Eubanks the rebound. 18-6 run for Portland over the last 5 minutes or so. 59-38. Eubanks, high post, waits for Lillard, hands it off to him, and then a whistle and a foul before the shot. Eubanks just crashed onto the floor. He was waiting for Kuminga and then just toppled like a big oak tree because Kuminga ran into him with the force of a big hammer.
You know what that looked like?
I don't know.
A punter that gets grazed, they fall down on the ground.
Oh, yeah. Just brutal.
Oh, God.
I think Steve Kerr might want to challenge this, but do you waste your challenge on that?
Yeah.
Eubanks at the stripe.
Well, I think it might have been a foul.
Maybe.
But it wasn't a foul that should cause that. Put it that way.
You could also call maybe an illegal screen.
Maybe.
Warriors number three. because they hit shoulder to shoulder. It wasn't straight on contact.
Well, we keep thinking these are poor acting jobs, but they're getting rewarded for it.
Yes, they are. Poole comes in. Ty Jerome goes out. Second free throw, no good. And Draymond the rebound. 60-38, Portland. My goodness. Warriors need somebody to catch fire. Bad pass by Draymond. There's turnover number 10 on the half. Bounce pass to Eubanks. He fumbled it out of bounds. And now the Warriors will quickly put the ball back in. Poole, DiVincenzo, touch pass to Clay. Catch and shoot three. Front rim glass, no good. Ball slapped around. Eubanks gets it out of the wing. Jeremy Grant with it. Back to Lillard. Guarded by DiVincenzo. Rubbed off on a screen. Lillard takes Draymond for a ride on the right side. Missed the fadeaway. Poole with the rebound. Throws ahead to Clay.
Look out.
Clay. No, for DiVincenzo. Dribble drive Dante. Finding Poole, who relocates. Goes baseline. They leave him alone. He drives in. Scores a layup. Two defenders there, and they both left him alone.
What's going on out here?
You need to burn the last 3 minutes of videotape. Yeah. Of this game for both teams and just say, let's just not talk about it. Lillard left side, penetrates over to Reddish. His pass batted out of bounds by DiVincenzo into the Portland bench.
Well, Poole got lucky in that they left him, but he should have shot that three. He was wide open for that three.
2:34 to go before the break. Both teams need a timeout. 60-40 Portland on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Well, on Twitter, our Twitter question, getting a lot of response on email, TimRoyWarriors.com. Most of them saying for Bill Russell, including one Charles who says drops the mic. And Paul in Oakland said Bill Russell. Andrew goes with Jason Kidd, saw him as a high school senior at the state championship game. Out of the timeout, Portland with the ball. Jeremy Grant left wide open in the left corner. Nails a three at 63-40. Warriors have given up 16 points off turnovers. They've only scored five off of turnovers from the Trailblazers. DiVincenzo to Draymond, bad pass, and there's turnover number 11. Here comes Lillard the other way. Chest pass to the wing. Back out to Lillard for three on the left wing. No good, and Draymond fingertips the rebound. 2 minutes to go before halftime. Bad pass by Draymond. Gets bailed out with a foul call because Clay was being held by Trendon Watford. Even the back row is not happy with the effort here tonight. Here in our DoorDash broadcast booth, usually quiet back there.
Natives are restless.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to wake them up. Klay Thompson on the free throw line. Klay averaging 5.63 threes this month in February, which is a remarkable number. And, of course, Lillard right behind him in that category. Second free throw on the way is good for Clay. 63-42. Warriors have a lot of work to do in half number two. They're going to come back in this game and maybe even make it a game. Reddish up and under with a scoop shot. No good. Ball deflected away. Watford to Lillard. Wide open. Grant left side. Collision. DiVincenzo got knocked down. Ball passed to Lillard, left corner. Dribbles in. Dishes out. Dribble drive by Thibault. Gets it over in the corner for Grant. Misses a three. Here comes Klay Thompson with a buck 25 to go before halftime. Thompson dribbles around Draymond. Chest pass to Poole. Poole guarded by Grant. Back up top to Klay to Draymond. Draymond pass to the cutter. It's Klay. Goes up. Shoots too strong. Tip no good. Rebound deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Warrior ball. With a minute 11 to go before halftime. The Blazers thought it was off of Poole.
It looked like on that first shot, Clay shot it too hard on purpose.
It looked
bad,
didn't it?
Yeah, he knew he couldn't make it. Nice.
Back cut by DiVincenzo and laid it in. With Dante with the lay-in. It was Poole to Dante. Yeah. To win a game earlier this year was Dante to Poole. 63-44. Ball on the right wing. Reddish not afraid to fire. That hits the back rim up and no good. A deep three on the right wing. Thompson chest pass to Poole. Poole feeds Draymond. Backward feed to Clay. Clay pump fake. Gets fouled from behind. Bank shot no good. He's going to draw two. And the Warriors are actually getting a lot better in the latter stages of this season using pump fakes and other little moves to try and draw fouls.
Yeah, it was a nice move by Clay. Pump fake, Thibel comes flying in from behind and just waits till he gets the contact, propels him forward. He had a really good look at a three-point play, but get two free throws anyway.
Rattles home the first. Of course, Clay Thompson spent some time up in the Portland area. Played Little League Baseball there with a guy by the name of Kevin Love. He was from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Yep. Second free throw good for Clay, as was the first. 63-46. A stop and a score would give the Warriors a little momentum here heading into the halftime break. Lillard doubled at the logo. Feeds middle. Down the lane, they dish it over the corner. Reddish goes to work, drives him, goes up and scores over the top of Draymond. 65-46, Poole to midcourt. 20 seconds to go on the shot clock. Draymond gets it middle, gets it back to Poole. Steve Kerr with a set lined up. Shot clock at 10, game clock at 13.6. Poole, deep breath. Comes right off a Lamb screen, gets Lillard as a defender. Great crossover, sheds Lillard, drives all the way, scores with 5.7 to go. Lillard will catch in the backcourt. Warriors trying to double it, but Lillard blasting down the lane all the way to the cup. Missed it at the buzzer sounds, and the Warriors will go to the locker room down by 17. They trailed by as many as 23, but end the half on an 8-2 run on the Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines.
Going to have to dig in on the defensive end a little bit. They give up another 65 spot. It would be darn near impossible to come from 17 down. So defensively, they're going to have to pick it up a little bit. Offensively, I would suggest stop going at Damian Lillard in the post. That has discombobulated their offense. They keep looking for it. They've thrown it away. Turnovers, missed shots. Just run your offense. This is not a good defensive team. You'll get what you want. You can't focus on Clay if Thibel's on him, because Thibel is a tough matchup for anybody. He's just long. He's athletic. He gets in your grill and makes it tough on you. So just move the offense. Get Poole going downhill occasionally. Maybe some high pick and rolls with Eubanks. If he's going to play drop coverage, you get some easy shots off that. And then defensively, you just got to toughen up a little bit. The Blazers are getting to where they want to go, and they're the ones that are getting the shots that they want. Conversely, the Warriors are finding it a real kind of grind to get good shots.
Portland with a defensive rating this month of 123.6. That would put them 29th. Lillard off a dribble, takes a deep three to open the second half. Ball batted out of bounds on the rebound by Eubanks. And it's going to be Golden State ball. Let's reset the fives for you. Reddish, Grant, Eubanks, Thibel, and Lillard. Up against DiVincenzo, Green, Looney, Thompson, and Poole. Klay Thompson, left-hand dribble to the paint, throws outside. DiVincenzo, stutter steps down the lane. Floater is up and good with Thibel right on his right hip. Nice shot.
Well, offensively, he's probably been their best option tonight. 12 points on 7 field goal attempts.
Taking it to the far sideline is Reddish. Reddish came over in a deal. The deals for Portland, they give up Hart and Payton in their deals. Reddish down the lane, goes up and scores over Looney with a drive. And again, his weak side cut, nobody stopped him. Poole and Thompson play catch up top. Now Looney gets the ball. Poole will exchange with Clay. Draymond feeds DiVincenzo. Pops behind the line, fires a three, no good. Eubanks the rebound. Looney just gets rid of Reddish, just threw him to the sideline on the rebound. Warriors down by 17. Now here Eubanks down the lane. Playfully throws up a one-hander as it came in the middle. Missed it. And the ball to Looney, now to Draymond. 67-50. Draymond, hand off Thompson. Thompson takes a dribble, takes a jumper. No good. Rebound batted away, but controlled by Reddish. And the red-clad Blazers. Thompson now 1 of 11 from the field. Eubanks downstairs, Thibel, double clutches, missed it. Tough rebound by Draymond, gets it out to Poole. Poole accelerates, now hesitates. Euro steps in, floats it up, no good. Looney right there to tip it up and in.
Always there.
A lot of big guys would not have followed the play, but he did. 67-52. Warriors down 15, 2 minutes gone by, second half. Thibel catches, right corner, buries a three. He said, three right corner threes in this game, all early in the halves. Penn State down by 18. They don't defend in the second half. They're not going to come back in this at all. Klay Thompson with the ball on the far sideline with a dribble. Takes it down the lane, slows down and scores in the left hand. That's a nice move by Klay Thompson.
Really nice, keeping Eubanks on his back and then exploding up toward the rim. Didn't give Eubanks time to time it.
DiVincenzo now doesn't get help, and he was kind of forcing Lillard to one side. There was no help coming, and Lillard took advantage to go right to the rack and scored. 72-54, Draymond finds Poole outside, guarded by Reddish. Fakes. Drives on him, stumbles, goes up, floats it off the rim, no good, and a foul will put Jordan Poole to the free throw line.
Anytime he gets Cam Reddish on him, he had a look to exploit that matchup. I don't think he's quick enough to stay with him, and if he can't get a layup, he'll be able to draw a foul and get himself to the free throw line.
Cam Reddish played his college ball at Duke.
He was there with Zion, was he not?
I believe so.
I think Zion and...
He was drafted in 2019 by Atlanta, Cam Reddish.
Lefty of the Knicks.
Oh, I thought you were...
Barrett. I believe they were all there together.
Okay. For a second, I thought you were auditioning for a part in the Can't See a Cheap crowd. free throws were good by Poole to make it 72-56. But again... Trading points is not going to get it done. No. Left sideline, Jeremy Grant, no good. Poole will step into the rebound. Warriors don't break, though. Draymond gets it, early offense. Pass to Klay Thompson, deflected. Poole gets it, back to Klay left side. Downstairs to Draymond. Tries to back his man down. Pass for Klay, ill-advised, and knocked out of bounds by Thibault.
Yeah, that would have been a touch catch by Klay, because that thing was hot.
And Poole will put the ball in with Jeremy Grant standing in front of him, throws it out of bounds. Threw it to the sideline and threw it away from Klay Thompson. Goes out of bounds and an unforced error on the turnover. On an inbounds.
It's just been a little discombobulated. Having a hard time finding rhythm and keeping it.
Down by 16. They're still in the game, though. And
oh, yeah.
A 16-point lead in today's NBA is like an 8-point lead years ago. Pass in traffic, turned over by Reddish. Thompson will get it to Poole. He'll take it all the way to the cup and lay it in with a right hand. DiVincenzo denies Lillard, so they throw it in to Matisse Thybulle. Up top to Eubanks. Right side to Grant. Grant backs up and shoots over Looney. That's a tough shot. It's an air ball. Thybulle saved it, though, to Reddish. What a play. Shot clock at 9. Grant. Might have traveled. No, but it's on the deck. Crossover dribble. Pulls up from 18. It's up and good.
That one hurts.
Yep. Matisse Thybulle made that play.
Yep.
What an outstanding hustle play. Jordan Poole. Pass over to DiVincenzo. Puts it on the deck. Back outside the pool. Now his pass deflected. And it goes out of bounds. Again, Poole didn't see Thybulle there, and Thybulle deflected it off of Klay, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a lazy pass.
74-58. Grant takes an open three. That's a front rim glass, no good. Lillard tipped, no good. Ball tipped away. Thompson will run it down. Warriors need to get something going here. Looney, dribble drive. Right side. Come on, Looney takes it from the top of the key of the rim.
Looney time.
It is. It's Looney time.
He hasn't had many of those in his holster.
Baseline, Grant. Grant goes reverse. Blocked by Draymond. Pass over to Looney. To Thompson. Ahead to DiVincenzo. Takes it to the cup. Inside handoff. Looney goes up left-handed. It's good! It is Looney time! And a timeout for Portland. The Warriors have cut it to 12. 74-62 Portland. 7:02 to go in the third quarter. We'll take the break on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Play underway for Portland. They're going left to right on your radio dial. Cam Reddish with it. Reddish, whose dad played college ball at VCU, gets it over to Lillard. Lillard gets Draymond, takes a deep three over him. No good. Good box out by Klay Thompson. Pulls down the rebound. Passes in the open floor. Second team foul on Portland with 6:44 to go in the third, and a side out for Golden State. Chauncey Billups, part of that 2004 championship team with Detroit, brings in Little and Sharp and takes out Reddish and Grant. Portland without Nurkic tonight. Anthony Simons out, among others. Poole with the ball, middle of the floor, guarded by Lillard, backs up, takes a three, got fouled by Lillard, and Poole's going to shoot three. So Damian Lillard with back-to-back fouls here.
Yeah.
So Poole will get three shots.
Kicked his leg out, and he would be wrong. I mean, that was just a poor closeout by Damian Lillard.
So at the free throw line now. Jordan Poole takes the first. It's on the way. It's up and good.
And really, it's been the defense that has led to this. The offense has been better. Looks a little bit smoother. But the defense in not letting Lillard catch the ball where he wants to catch the ball. And they figured out a way last time, as Poole makes a second, to go up, fake screen, and they got Poole on Lillard. And then he ended up shooting a three over Draymond. But they're going to try to do everything they can, I think, to try and get Dante DiVincenzo off of Damian Lillard, because it's kind of stifled their offense, and they've been a little rudderless the last few minutes.
Poole hits all three. 74-65, a 7-0 run, part of a 25-11 push for Golden State. Lillard, two-hand toss, throw it out of bounds. Pass just sailed on him, and it went way over Sharp's head, ended up in the second row. And the crowd, for the first time all night, has something really to cheer here. Draymond to Poole, right sideline. Poole takes Lillard on the dribble. Takes a baseline, double clutch, off the glass and in. Jordan Poole with a spectacular move that time.
Well, he's feeling it now.
11-point quarter, 21-point game. Shot that one on the way down. Ball shoveled over to Little. Fakes and fires over Looney. Nothing there. Poole the rebound. 74-67 Portland. Draymond will screen for Poole. Poole comes left off the pick. Gets to a spot, fires, no good. Rebound deflected, DiVincenzo saved it to Draymond. Over to Clay, back to Draymond. Pass deflected by Watford, goes out of bounds. Actually, by Thibault, goes out of bounds. And right on cue, Watford gets off the bench. Eubanks to come in. Eubanks will sit down. Draymond to throw it in, eight to shoot. DiVincenzo cuts through, ball thrown to Looney, out to Clay. Clay drives on Watford, puts on the brakes, goes up, rejected by Little. It's out of bounds. 4 seconds on the shot clock for the Warriors. Steve Kerr, midcourt, really upset, thought Clay got fouled. Clay did too. Draymond finds Poole off a screen. Three ball, right side, good for Jordan Poole. It's a 4-point game. The Warriors were down 23 in the first half, a 32-11 run. Golden State finding that rhythm that they were desperately seeking. Watford down the lane, floats it, goes in and out. Draymond the rebound. Draymond to the timeline, flipped it back to Poole. Poole with a 14-point quarter going right now. Takes it right sideline, drives on Lillard. Ball stripped, stolen. Lillard gets called for the foul. His third of the quarter. That's foul number four. And he wants Chauncey Billups to challenge this here. Billups looks back to the second row. And some shrugs. A little wagging of heads. And Chauncey Billups will call a timeout and challenge it. A green light challenge with 5:08 to go in the third. 74-70, the Warriors are back in business on the 95.7 The Game Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Rodney Mott just announced it to us that the call will stand. Fourth foul on Damian Lillard. No shot for Jordan Poole. He was on the drive, and he was nowhere close to gathering. By the way, you have to give a tip of the cap. There are two Portland fans sitting down right behind the scorer's table. They're both wearing jerseys. One is a Bill Walton jersey. The other is a Brandon Roy jersey.
Love it.
That is cool.
That was a career I would have liked to have seen. Both of those guys. Careers I would have liked to have seen played out, except for injuries. Golly.
Kuminga has checked back in, throws it into Poole. Klay Thompson catches on the logo. Lamb will screen for him. Klay comes left on Lillard. They're attacking Lillard here in the third. Klay takes his time and casually knocks down a jumper over Lillard, 74-72. Portland's lead down to just a bucket. That's the Klay we saw the last couple of games. Very patient, calm. Now a drive, a ball lost, deflected. Little comes up with it as Sharp lost the handle on the drive in. Kuminga guarding Lillard, his face guarding him as Little takes a three. Pat, rebound, lost. Poole and Looney both went for it. Lillard gets it in the corner, takes the jumper, air ball that deflected out of bounds by the Trailblazers. Golden State with a chance to tie or take the lead with 4:26 to go in the third.
Well, the Blazers are just unraveling offensively. Some of the shots they're taking are just atrocious.
Klay Thompson, left sideline. Screened by Lamb. Klay takes Lillard to the corner. Doubled there, rotates it back out to Poole. Poole guarded by Little. Shovel pass over to Lamb. Lamb in the corner, fires and popped out. Little defensive rebound. Got it to Lillard, playing with four fouls now. Lillard stripped and stolen. Kuminga comes up with the steal. Kuminga the front court. Puts on the brakes, hands off to Klay. Klay off the screen. Throws it to the wing and he traveled. He wanted to throw it to Kuminga, could not, and turned it over. So the Warriors have had two chances to get their first lead of the night. They've scored the last 14 points. 32-11 push. Here's Lillard, blasting down the lane, gets a layup, and that's what you don't want to give him, life. Kuminga. Kind of a blow by there as he tried to guard Lillard. 76-72, 3:30 to go left in the quarter. Poole calls up Looney, gets the screen, gets Lillard. Drives by him, floats it up on the go. Bank shot, no good. Rebound, Watford. Underhand to Lillard. Front court right. Picks the ball now to Sharp. Over the corner, a pump fake. They throw it back up top to Watford above the break. Three spins off the rim. And crying in anguish is Little as he flies out of bounds. And there's a foul on Golden State.
But first foul of the quarter.
Yep.
So not only have they been playing good defense and some questionable shot selection by the Blazers, but they haven't committed a foul up until now. So the free throws, which the Blazers had 15 of them in the first half, which is too many, have zero here in the third quarter.
Jordan Poole to sit down, and Lillard finds a seat. Poole now with 24, Lillard with 23. Little drives on Lamb, slows down, turns, shoots midair, no good. Looney gobbles up the rebound over to Ty Jerome. He's back on the court. Jerome directing traffic, trying to get everything organized. Thompson will pop out, get the pass from Jerome. One-on-one, 12 to shoot. Thompson off the dribble, deep three, no good. Long rebound. Jerome will take it in to the right corner, to the right baseline. Finds Kuminga. He'll slash down the lane and dunk it. He took it off just past the foul line. Elevated and slammed it down. My goodness.
Look out below. Oh, jeez.
Sharp off balance. Takes a floater. It's up and good. Coming right to left across the paint. 78-74. Looney. Top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Can't find a cutter. Bounce pass to Thompson. Thompson now. Pump fake on the rookie. Sharp takes him in. Pump fake goes up and scores. Low right.
Nice patient move. Pump fake. Pump fake. Get to the bucket. Lay it up.
78-76 Portland. Looks like the fourth quarter is going to be a heck of a game. Keon Johnson to Jeremy Grant. Back to Keon Johnson. Gave him room for a three. Long rebound to Ty Jerome. Warriors could tie or take the lead. This will be the third time they've been able to do that. Jerome with the ball. Pass to Thompson. Fires away. Got it! Right sideline triple. The Warriors have their first lead of the game. 79-78. Minute 40 to go in the third. As Thompson was going back up the floor, here's Grant. Travels down the lane. Spins. Goes up over Looney. Hits up and good. No, they're going to call it a travel. You couldn't hear the whistle. That's how loud it is here at Chase. Looney to sit down. Draymond comes in. Standing ovation for the Dubs. They rise as one. Draymond Green jammed his wrist in the first half. Tells Ty Jerome, get across half court. We don't want the 8-second call. Draymond picks up his dribble left wing after getting the pass. Cross court skip to Kuminga. Fakes a handoff, goes baseline. Look out, goes up, and this one just laid it in. 81-78 Warriors, trailed by 23 in the first half. Plenty of time left in this game, a whole quarter yet to play, and a buck five in this one. In the third, ball swung out to the wing. Sharp feeds to Watford, doesn't want it, gets it up top to Grant. Grant off the screen, comes left. Dribble drive by Grant to the baseline, guarded by Jerome, doubled by Draymond. Gets it to Watford, he'll drive it. Big hop step, and the floater is up and good with a right hand. 81-80.
Get a nice little two-for-one window here.
Warriors with holding the Blazers to 15 points here in the third quarter. Thompson catches, same spot, shot up and good, a three! Sharp, the rookie, got there, and you can see his shoulders slump as he saw the ball go through the net. Johnson penetrates to Grant. Grant for three. That's up no good, but a whistle and a foul. This will be on Draymond. Steve Kerr points back to the bench, and Kenny Atkinson says, don't challenge. Steve Kerr will point back again, trying to get a replay. It was close. He had two defenders sandwiching a shooter. And they're very careful of the landing zone here, which is something they should be. Draymond got into his area, but I don't think he touched him, per se.
Draymond's losing his mind.
Well, Jeremy Grant missed the first free throw, so in honor of a former Trailblazer, Rasheed Wallace, we shall all say, ball don't lie. Second free throw, that's good. 84-81. Very few players have such an impact on the game for saying just a couple of things. Ball don't lie. Both teams played hard.
Yeah.
Grant hits both. 84-82. Ty Jerome in the backcourt with 30 seconds to go. He could have sprinted up and tried a two-for-one, but really no chance. Your back cut by Draymond. Gets a layup, so he'll take that any day of the week. That's 86-82. Ty Jerome with the assist. Keon Johnson with 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Warriors don't have a foul to give. It's a wraparound offensive foul on Keon Johnson. Ty Jerome calling for the crowd applause as he forced a turnover.
Wow.
Just amazing here.
Like a ball of yarn.
Kuminga will sit out the final 15.4. Poole comes back in.
We've seen that play before, though, except the Warriors have been the ones doing it the first half of the season, where you should get the last shot,
right,
and
yeah.
You don't get the last shot. Like, you can't do stuff like that and see if the Warriors can make them pay.
Poole with 8 seconds, dribbles on the logo. Ty Jerome comes by. They switch. Poole gets little. Poole backs up, feeds Thompson. Thompson with two. Thompson with one. Pete Draymond, layup is up and no good. At the buzzer, a foul. Rodney Mott put his right arm in the air, and Draymond is going to go to the line.
Now, did he get fouled before the shot clock expired?
They will have to, or the game clock. Shot clock
game
was
clock,
off.
Yes.
And
looks like it.
Yeah. Sharp with the foul.
We're going to look and see if the foul occurred prior to the expiration of time.
That's Rodney Mott. And so the call and review brought to you by Ring Central. So they'll put the headsets on, go back to Secaucus, New Jersey. Ring Central, of course, the official enterprise cloud communications partner of the Golden State Warriors. Ring Central, message, video, phone, together. Upcoming broadcasts are brought to you by Ticketmaster. Warriors will stay at home Thursday and Friday, both difficult back-to-backs. The L.A. Clippers in town on Thursday. And then Friday, the New Orleans Pelicans come to town. Both nights, 6:30 with 7 o'clock tips. Friday presented.
Upon review, the foul occurred with 3/10 of a second on the clock. There's going to be two shots.
And Rondé Mott gets the time and the call. And so Draymond heads to the free throw line. Friday night's game against New Orleans presented by NBC Sports. What a third quarter.
What a turnaround.
Man.
Well, they're gonna, if they can make both these free throws, they'll drop a 40-point quarter on the Blazers, who dropped 41 on the Warriors in the first.
I'd like to see, of teams that have had 20-point leads in the first half, how many of those games this year, league-wide, Draymond misses the first, how many of those games have actually ended up being blowouts? You know, that they, where teams haven't come back. This seems there's a lot of comebacks this year.
I think you're right. I feel the same way.
Second free throw good, 87-82. In the backcourt, Keon Johnson did not get it off in time. He did get it the length of the floor. At Golden State in the third quarter, 15 of 23 from the field, 65%. And they go from 23 down in the first half to leading by five with 12 minutes to play. Warriors 87, Blazers 82. On the defending champion Golden State Warriors Radio Network, presented by United Airlines. Jerome with the ball. Pass to Thompson. Fires away. Got it! Right sideline triple. The Warriors have their first lead of the game.
Shot of the game brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name since 1922. Visit Friedman'sAppliance.com today. Tim and Tom.
Jordan Poole bringing the ball up. Warriors lead by five. They have their first lead in the third quarter. Poole stops, feeds Lamb. Lamb goes in quickly. He had a layup, and he gave it up and threw the ball away to Watford. Here comes Jeremy Grant down the lane. Ball in the corner. Pump fake by Sharp. Crossover dribble to the rack goes over Draymond and has met the fate of many since Draymond has come in the league. Shot no good. Rebound Draymond. Pass deflected out of bounds by Reddish, and it's going to be Golden State ball.
What is wrong with a layup?
I don't know. Anthony Lamb didn't even look at the basket. He had a layup.
A stone-cold layup.
Lamb, he made a nice move, too. It was a nice move. Got himself a shot. Poole catches from Lamb. Takes a three. Nailed it. Poole is on fire right now. 90-82. The Warriors lead by eight. Poole at halftime was 5 of 12 with 12 points. He's got 27 right now, 9 of 19. Grant with a fake. Stripped by Draymond. Stolen away. Here comes Poole. Off the floor. Stops and fires away. No good. Rebound batted in the air and batted back by Grant and picked off the floor by Watford. That was ambitious.
Yes, it was.
Grant
That's
drives into Draymond. It's a blocking foul, according to Rodney Mott.
That could be.
They shouldn't give him shots, though, because he was his back. Well, they're saying he was going to the basket. His head never turned to look at the basket. What? His head came in, crashed into Draymond. Looked like he was going to pass the ball and then heard the whistle. Traveled.
Just threw it up over his head.
Yeah. Well, the foul was before the travel, so that's, it wasn't really a travel. Draymond picks up his fourth foul. So now Draymond and Lillard each have four fouls. Grant, free throw is good. Jeremy Grant, you can see the intrigue with him. He's so long, so big. He's got just enough handle to get himself to the rim. He's got a decent shot. He's active.
Yeah, I think he needs to be your team's third best player. Third or fourth. But then I think you're a really good team. Because I like him.
Yeah.
As a player. And I would say him and Simons are probably right there, kind of co-two, co-three.
Hits both free throws, 90-84, Warriors with it. DiVincenzo pass to Draymond. Backdoor cut again by Draymond. Gets the lay-in. And Tom, what you talked about in the first half, they're doing it exactly. They're not going necessarily at Lillard. They're just running their offense.
Exactly.
Reddish plays catch with Watford. Reddish's shot, line drive attempt from three, no good. Rebound bounce to Draymond to Poole. Poole crosses midcourt. Crossover dribble to the right hand. Dribbs spins on Watford, goes up and scores. Put him in the blender. Laid it in, 94-84.
Think he's feeling it?
I think so. You know, sometimes Jordan has to be a little bit crazy to be at his best. Now passing the baseline. Grant feeds to Watford in traffic. Pump fake. Here comes the cutter. Down the lane. Sharp with a right hand hammer. Dunked it over Draymond.
My goodness.
He has tremendous elevation. He's had some of the better incredible dunks in the league all year long. Poole off the screen, hesitates. Leaves it for DiVincenzo. Off a pick by Lamb. Pass back over to Poole. Pump fake. Dribble drive. Gets around Reddish. Shoots on the go. It's on the rim. No good. Tip by Lamb. No good. Lamb looking for the rebound. Goes to the deck, and he's going to get tied up for a jump ball. And he'll take the jump and the circle in front of us here, which is actually to our left, the basket to our left. We're a little off there, not exactly at midcourt here in the DoorDash broadcast booth. Getting a little warmer here. Felt like we were in an outside booth there for a while.
Yeah, exactly. In the David Letterman studio.
Yes. Ball tip, Draymond gets it to Kuminga. Warriors get a fresh 14, back to Poole. Poole off a screen by Draymond. Poole backs up with room over Lillard, short. Rebound, DiVincenzo followed the ball from the weak side and just picked it off before the Blazers could get to it. DiVincenzo to Lamb. Bounce pass to Draymond, stolen by Lillard. Draymond thought he got fouled. Lillard chest pass to Grant, running the floor down the lane. Shoveled it up and in. Timeout, Warriors. And Steve Kerr is going to try to pull Draymond away. He knows he needs Draymond in this game. 94-88, Golden State, 8:56 to go. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. 94-88, 8:56 to go. Here in the fourth quarter in our DoorDash broadcast booth, looking down from on high. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, and our entire crew. Jordan Poole waits, finds DiVincenzo. Circling back off a screen, knocks down a three.
I tell you what, right now the way he's shooting it, I feel like the same way when Clay and Poole shoot it.
Exactly,
it's going
yeah.
in.
Yeah. His shooting form looks really good, really quiet. Pass intended for Grant, stolen by Lamb. Lamb with a nice pickoff. Gets it to Poole in the front court. 97-88 Warriors. Poole off the screen. Crossover right hand. Pull up from 17. Back rim miss in the long arms of Jeremy Grant. Taps the rebound to himself. Damian Lillard to bring it up. He's playing with four fouls. He takes a shot over Draymond. It's a back rim miss, and Poole has it. Draymond with four fouls as well. Catches in low. Handoff Lamb. Gets the lay-in. Warriors with their largest lead of the night. It's a 34-point turnaround going back to the first half. 99-88. And timeout for Portland. We'll take the break on the Warriors Radio Network presented by United Airlines. Blazers with the ball as we get it back. 7:53, our time remaining. Golden State trail by 23 in the first half. They lead 99-88 right now. Off the screen, long jumper by Reddish. Up and no good. Poole the rebound. Not sure if Chauncey Billups wanted that out of a timeout.
Yeah, some of the shots they've decided to take in the second half really been beneficial to the Warriors.
Draymond to DiVincenzo. Catch and shoot three on the right sideline. Like he does it every day of the week. 102-88. Here's Lillard. Pass to the corner. Jumper out of the way. A swish. Matisse Thybulle loves the corner three.
He really does.
102-91. I mean, that's been his shot actually over the years, but he's been really good at it tonight. Kuminga with a catch, and again, the Warriors going back door, and a foul by Grant from behind. That's about the fourth back door of the second half for Golden State.
Well, the offense just running much more smoothly. The shots they're getting, they're easier. They're the shots they want, not the shots the Blazers want them to take. And the second half, the Blazers are doing the exact opposite of what they did the first half. They're doing what the Warriors did the first half, taking tough shots.
Kuminga's free throw is short. Coming out of the break, it had been a 51-23 second half for Golden State. Lillard to Grant, they swing it to the corner. There's Reddish, misfires Thompson with a defensive rebound. Hands it back to Draymond and turn to Poole. Warriors lead 104-91. 48 seconds away from the halfway point of the quarter. Poole with a dribble. Working now, one-on-one on Reddish. spins on him, fires it over to Thompson, back up top to Draymond. Draymond to Poole. Poole puts it on the deck, fumbled it away, but it knocked out of bounds off the knee of Thompson, and it's going to be Portland ball. Lillard will let the ball roll, picks it up, crosses midcourt. Long way to go in this one. Lillard turns the corner, passes to the wing. There is Grant, misses a three. Lamb the rebound. Keeps it away from Lillard and waits until traffic clears to find Jordan Poole. Poole will get it across barely with a second to spare there. It was turning 15 as he hit the line. Klay Thompson backs up. One-on-one, guarded by Lillard, waves Lamb away. Klay, knocked away by Lillard, too predictable, turnover. Grant takes it down, goes up, got fouled. The bucket's no good, and the foul on Poole. That'd be the Warriors' worst possession there in a long time.
Every time they try to go at Lillard, they pay the price.
Yes, it's funny how that is. By the way, Dub Nation, Modelo Especial, rewarding lucky Warrior fans with tickets to a game, a custom jersey, and a VIP experience in the Modelo Cantina on March 31st, Latino Heritage Night. And for your chance to win before March 6th, at warriors.com/Modelo, must be 21 or older to enter, no purchase necessary. And it's actually really nice up there. I don't know if you've ever been to the Modelo Cantina. It's high above the north sideline, north baseline here at Chase. Got a great view of the court.
That's nice. I haven't, but my son and his wife have.
Oh, okay.
And they said it was very cool. They enjoyed it very much.
And it's got a good view up there. 104-93.
It's got rear. Of course it's got a good view, Tim.
Free throw is good. Forgot who I was talking to. Ty Jerome exchanges with Kuminga. Jerome has replaced Poole. Poole getting a breather. Pass goes to Lamb. Baseline, Lamb backs it on Eubanks. Took a hit from Eubanks, spins, goes up, left hand layup, taking the hit and scoring as well.
Well, he worked for that one.
Yes, he did. I think he got a little angry on that one. Lillard drives by Kuminga, takes it past Looney, flipped it up, and in. Beautiful spin by Damian Lillard. Classic Lillard there taking the cup. As I mentioned before, he's driving to the basket an all-time high, about 15 drives a game. Kuminga right sideline, throws to Looney, now to Lamb on the left wing. Warriors lead by 11, 5:13 to go. Thompson gets Eubanks on a switch. Left-hand dribble, top of the key, trying to get some space, does, off of the dribble, takes the jumper, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds, last touched by Portland and Reddish, and it's caused by Kevon Looney. Fresh 14 on the clock. Jerome near side of the basket to our left. Feeds Looney, who slips the pick, goes inside and scores.
Use Klay as a decoy.
Yep.
Two guys fire out. Looney backdoors. Layup.
108-95. Lillard doubled. Finds Thibault above the break with a three, but it won't find the range there. And Lamb with a rebound. Matisse Thibault, first name, named after a famous French painter. Ty Jerome on the far side. Henri Matisse. Jerome feeds Kuminga. Kuminga with a jumper. It's up and good. Kuminga right in the paint. And now it's the largest lead for the Warriors. 110-95. Lillard dribbles through traffic. Lost it. And a whistle and a foul called by Rodney Mott. Third team foul, no shot for Lillard, who catches the inbounds, crowded by Kuminga, dribbles on him in the baseline, goes around Lamb, finds Reddish to Grant, they rotate it. Thibault above the break, left side hits a three. It's 108-98, Portland not going away yet, 4:05 remaining. Tied Jerome to Kuminga, this would be a huge comeback win for Golden State, especially with the Clippers losing right now. Klay Thompson, we are scoreboard watching.
Yes, we are.
In February, here's Klay Thompson. Fadeaway jumper, left baseline, and got the shooter's roll. Knocked it in, 112-98 Warriors. Klay Thompson now with 21. Remember, he and Jordan Poole both started ice cold in this game. In the corner, Grant for three. Popped in and out, Thompson the rebound. Steve Kerr wants a timeout. And Ty Jerome will provide. No, he penetrates and then calls a timeout. 3:23 to go. I think he said, hey, if I get a layup, he won't get mad at me. So a timeout call by Golden State. We will keep it here. And the Warriors right now feel really good about their chances in this one and feel so much better about themselves and what they were doing in the first half. And Steve Kerr talking about trust in his guard, Jordan Poole.
It's a great experience for him, but it's not easy for anybody, but especially for him, because he's got a lot of pressure on him. But he's a great young guy, and he works his tail off, and he wants it badly. So I know he's going to do everything to get better.
Well, a couple of upsets tonight. San Antonio knocked off Utah. Spurs getting the win. Minnesota with 4:45 to go. It's an 8-point lead down in L.A. That'd be a great bounce-back win for them.
Got Gobert back tonight.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be it's kind of fun. It's like baseball scoreboard watching. You don't scoreboard watch that much in basketball because it's like the Eastern Conference generally. There's a little bit of stagger between 1 and 2 and 2 and 4 and then 5 and 6. But in the West, boy, it's a pileup of about 7 teams. Thank you.
By the way, we should mention that on our Twitter question, where and how you listening, who's your favorite Bay Area basketball product? Live votes for Leon Poe. And also Phil Smith, part of the 75 Championship Warriors. Thompson drives in off the inbounds from the left wing, gets the lay-in. And I believe, Tom, that we have...
That's what we have.
That's what you have. Chauncey Billups has emptied the bench. And so, therefore, the victory sound you hear on Warriors Radio at home games has been heard. Shot up and blocked. Keon Johnson took it to trouble. Draymond was right there. Poole will take it front court. Warriors lead by 16. Watford was sharp. Johnson, Knox, and Walker. Jumper up and good.
Just an avalanche of points.
DiVincenzo. Another threes. 5 of 7. 117 to 98. And what do we got here?
I think they just foul so they can get some subs in.
Yep. Steve Kerr will empty his bench now. Jonathan Kuminga will come in with Lamb, Ty Jerome, Patrick Baldwin Jr., Moses Moody. It's a line change.
It's a line change. The Hanson.
Yeah,
the Hanson.
I hit him with a stick and I feel great change.
Eddie Shore, old-time hockey.
Yeah.
You realize the Blazers are going to have to score 8 points in the last 2:39 to get 41 total for the second half.
Wow.
To equal their point total in the first quarter.
Right.
That's just crazy.
By the way, I mentioned Walker. That's Jabari Walker, Tom, the son of Samaki Walker.
Wow.
Right side. Sharp with a three.
I mean, just...
Sharp hits a three to make it 117-101.
The years just roll by.
Smokey Walker, who has probably the best suit and hat combination in NBA draft history.
Fantastic. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Moses Moody, pass to Lamb to Kuminga with a right-hand slam. 119-101. Kuminga fighting for position there. We're fronting him, and Keon Johnson had no chance on a switch. Watford to the right wing, guarded by Moody. They get it to Keon Johnson. Johnson takes it. Skip pass on the wing. And catching it and out of bounds was Knox. Kevin Knox, former lottery pick of the New York Knicks. Ninth pick of the 2018 draft. Caught the ball standing out of bounds. Never has gotten to where people thought he could be, though he's still only 23 years old. Patrick Baldwin Jr. catching shoot three. Front rim glass, no good. It's taken down by Watford. 90 seconds left in this one. And the Warriors, dare I say, Tom, it's a winning streak. Keon Johnson.
It absolutely is.
Spins and floats it up and in.
And that gets them two games over 500.
Uh-huh. That's living large in the Western Conference these days.
Act like you've been here, because you have.
Jerome
but barely.
To Lamb. Lamb fakes. One dribble back to Jerome. Puts it on the deck. Trying to penetrate in on the Jabari Walker. Can't do so. Left-hand dribble had knocked away off his leg, and it's a foul. Rodney Mott with a foul call, the veteran.
So what did we look up last? We looked it up last game. Maybe Alan will remember. Three games over 500 was the most they got? Or was it two?
No, I thought it was three.
A couple times? So you're saying three. He's saying two. He's going to look it up again.
Kuminga with the dribble.
I feel like Conrad Dover in the middle of a light commercial.
So the jumper. Kuminga knocks down a jumper off the dribble over Sharp. And it's 121 to 103. Portland. This will be a tough loss for them. And they're in a real difficult position with the injuries that they have. Keon Johnson hits a jumper. Strained calf for Nurkic. And boy, got a couple of those. Carl Anthony Towns been out almost all year without a calf, with a calf injury. Lamb directing traffic. Dribbles it middle for Kuminga. He'll catch, given the three, won't shoot. Steps in for a two. Knock that one down over Knox. It's 123-105, final 30 seconds. Kuminga was 16 tonight. Had a couple here in garbage time, but played a pretty solid game, having to guard Damian Lillard when DiVincenzo was on the bench. Knox for three straight on. That's wide left. Rebound Kuminga. 15 seconds. Ty Jerome will bring it across the timeline. And Golden State will come up with another win here at home. And what a win it was. Down 23 in the first half. And they were down big at the break. 17 points, 65-48 at halftime. And they come away and win by a total of 18.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.